Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580. Or go to peacecorps.gov.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
God in you to create through you. The more creative you become, the more godlike you become. Give it your best shot. Don't try to compare. God's gifts to you are yours if you dare to move courageously through life, fearlessly glowing, not worrying at all about what you're showing. I make my statement with enthusiasm. Now the answers will flow. I will do this as my universe conspires to assist me in achieving my goals, all those dreams deep inside I hold. Now as I break through the illusions of all that I fear, I embrace the reality that the Creator is here within me.
Need to hear that voice. Find all of his beautiful music on evzonemusic.com. onvictory.com. That's E, V as in Victor, Z as in Zebra, O, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, music.com. Yes, this is Ombasa Sofira, and as you probably know, I am one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, and all love. So, I have a few questions for you. Let's see, what do I have? Let's see. The first question is, are you awake today? Do you find yourself awake? What does that mean, really? Are you prepared to think new thoughts? Are you prepared to ask new questions? Are you open to being transformed by choosing to renew your mind? Simply changing to thoughts that feel good. So, let me ask you. What are your thoughts? What are the thoughts that you're keeping right now? Can you really say that they're producing your greatest tomorrow? See, I know for a fact that we are constantly recreating our blueprint. We are the architects of our own lives, and we get to recreate and recreate and recreate each and every moment, each nanosecond. So the question becomes, are we satisfied with our current blueprint? Because balance is certainly the order of the day. Because all roads lead us forward to love. If you have any questions during the show, feel free to dial 347-426-3346 and press 1 on your keypad. Stay tuned today because it's going to be informative, fun, and healing. So you got to be ready for that H word. All you have to do is show up and be present. So today, I am really honored to have my guest on the playground. Somebody who's been playing for a long time. She knows how to play. She knows how to be. She knows how to love. She knows how to work. Okay, someone I see, I feel that she has very similar views about health and well-being as myself. So the first thing that we have in common is that we know that all healing comes from God, from the Creator, and that we all can take responsibility for our own well-being, our own health and well-being, by the habits that we choose and also the ones we choose to believe. Secondly, he uses the art. It's my love. Event to provide avenues for ultimate health and well-being as well. So I wanted to invite her to the play experience to share about her work and her play experience. So we'll help embrace me with embracing the life of Dora Chambers, my sister, my playmate. Welcome, 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 my dear sister of my soul.
Hello, hello, hello. Good evening.
Yes, indeed. And belated happy birthday. I know you told me it was...
Yes.
I know you told me
November it was... November 5th, no such thing as happy belated because I celebrate the whole month. So.
I know that's right.
This is day 15.
I do the whole year, so I understand. Let me ask you this firstly. I am in a different position here, so I want to make sure that you can hear me okay.
I can.
You can?
Yes.
Great. That's wonderful. So I said a few things about you, but I want you to share with people. I like to hear people what they say about themselves. because it's something about the way that you go about your service that really impresses me. With, you know, you go about it with such vigor and excitement and pure pleasure, and I love that. Mm-hmm. And it's like you never seem to get tired. And I know people always laugh at me for being like the Energizer Bunny, but you got me beat. Okay, so tell us about Dora Chambers. Where did all your dynamic and wonderful work begin?
Oh wow, it's been quite a journey, and I guess you know with the Pink Ladybug Foundation, the journey actually started about 6 years ago. October actually it would have been 6 years after you know witnessing my best friend take her last breath as a result of being a victim of breast cancer. And that was a devastating time for me, needless to say. And then 6 months later, you know, also witnessed another friend lose her life at a young age of 33. I think it's 32 or 33. Very young. Had been diagnosed at the age of 28. And then just over 3 years ago, lost the matriarch of my business circle and business association and someone who I really looked up to as a mentor and a colleague and just an extraordinary, extraordinary woman, a huge icon in the Akron and Cleveland, Ohio market, just a beautiful lady inside and out, Ms. Barbara Matthews. And actually, Pink Ladybug is actually named after her in her honor because she absolutely loved ladybugs. So 6 years ago, I believe, is when the journey really started. But I think even prior to that, when my girlfriend Joyce was diagnosed with breast cancer 4 years prior to her passing, which was in 91. You know, it just kind of opened my eyes to some things and really allowed me to really just, through her journey, just really appreciate life and really just grasp life. And at the time, I had just moved also to Ghana, West Africa, and started a whole new life over there. So that opened up, you know, so many things for me spiritually, just an experience, you know, being able to touch the soul of Mother Africa and you know, experience the things that I went through and working with the children there. And then at the same time, kind of going along and embracing the journey along with Joyce at that time, it just really gave me a huge appreciation for what we were really here, what was really important. So as a result of that, you know, started many years ago, you know, giving back and, you know, with homeless ministries, because my story prior to that, 18 years ago, I was homeless as a result of being downsized from corporate America. At that time, launched into my own business. So I've been in business ownership now for over 18 years. But I really believe, sister, that, you know, we're blessed to be a blessing. So, you know, I've always looked for ways to give back, always ways to be a servant leader, because I think, I know that's my purpose. That is why I'm here. That's the soul purpose while I'm here, without a shadow of a doubt. So every day I strive to give. I strive to truly fulfill my life work. Pink Ladybug is my heart's work. And so, therefore, I can't tire because, you know, Joyce and Kim and Miss Matthews, they couldn't tire with the chemo treatments and the drugs, and that was just really draining them, their energy. I realized that, you know, I couldn't even begin to walk in their shoes. So, therefore, because of their journey, I can't tire. I embrace it every day. I wake up every day on a mission with passion in my heart to be able to give back and make a difference. And it brings me great joy. So I guess I am an Energizer Bunny. But you know what? There's a saying that when you enjoy what you're doing, it's no longer considered work.
That's
you forget
right.
that you're working. Yeah, you forget you're working. So it's a joy. I enjoy it every day, you know, with all the challenges and everything that comes along with it. I still, you know, wouldn't ask for anything better than to be called to do what I'm called to do and to recognize the calling and to surrender to it. And for me, that's what it's about, is to surrender with love, peace, and joy. And it's a great honor to do so.
Mm-hmm. And so when I hear about the foundation, so – Tell us exactly what the foundation does, and then also, since I, you know, let me piggyback on that question, how do people find you to get assistance, and how do you actually assist them?
Excellent. Yeah, Pink Ladybug, our foundation is very unique because many people say, well, there's so many, you know, organizations out there for breast cancer, and that is very true. I mean, I've been affiliated with all of them pretty much and contributed
point?
And donated.
Excuse me, but what is their point? Can you tell?
Yes, exactly. Yes. You know,
okay,
but Pink Ladybug was something
to make you feel bad.
Yes, it's something out of a need, and the need for me was the conversation needed to be different. You know, breast cancer does not result to a death sentence. And I know so many women from the time that they hear that word. Matter of fact, I met a young lady on the train the other day, and she, you know, after speaking with her and just overhearing that she was with breast cancer, you know, I spoke to her and gave her a card and let her know what we did and the type of work we did with Pink Ladybug. And she fell into my arms after getting off the train, and she said, you know what, I had already decided that I didn't want to live no more today until I spoke to you. That's why I do what I do. That's why we do what we do with Pink Ladybug Foundation. So we're about prevention. We're about education. I'm a firm believer that if you prevent the dis-ease within our bodies and our temples, there's no need for a cure. So we are about prevention. And also, we definitely promote alternative measures. I believe in holistic care. I believe in naturopathic care. I believe that if we take better care of our temples and our bodies and, you know, spiritually, mentally, physically, that we then begin healing our bodies as well. So our platform is about that and not being afraid to speak about it. Not being afraid to speak about, you know, in addition to the traditional medicines, that we also need to have an open heart and an open ear to alternative ways of healing our bodies and getting better. So Pink Ladybug is going to, we are a new voice. We are a new voice for embracing life. That's our slogan, embracing life. So from the beginning, we're living, and we're going to continue to live. And, you know, I told the young sister the other day, I said, no, she says, I just didn't feel like I had anything to live for. I said, first of all, you're here. So, therefore, you have a reason to live. And, you know, she was a single mother of a son. So, you know, having that conversation, that dialogue. So our platform is for both men and women, because I do have an uncle that was diagnosed with breast cancer, and men need to be aware as well. And our main goal is we have two major programs that we're promoting currently right now and as we continue to grow and expand. But right now our focus is we do free community mammogram screenings. We're partnered up with St. Joseph Hospital here in Atlanta, Georgia, where they actually have a mobile unit, mammogram unit, that they bring out into the community. So we coordinate it. We schedule it. We actually go out to the community, register the women, you know, do their appointments for them so we know that they'll show up and actually go out into, you know, the community and literally bring the mobile unit out to them. And it's a beautiful thing, and to see women come out and the husbands come with them, the children come with them. And, you know, some women are nervous and scared, but we pay for it. That's one of the things. Their expenses are covered. We're working with an extraordinary holistic practitioner here in Atlanta, and we're able to send them to her. Should any of their results come back, you know, and not in a positive light, then she can begin working with them in a very positive manner. So we do that. So the free community, we call it Embracing Life, free mammogram screening program, and we're very proud of that. And we're looking to do that once a quarter until we get it to once a month. And our long-term goal is for us to own our very own unit, which is, you know, a huge goal, but that is definitely long-term. The second one, which is, you know, I'm really passionate about, is our New Seasons Spa Retreat. And our New Seasons Spa Retreat is designed for breast cancer survivors. And this is a program that we're looking to launch next year in 2013. And every quarter, the change of a season, we're going to be inviting breast cancer survivors and a girlfriend to come and spend 3 days, 2 nights being pampered from head to toe, having healing circles, fire chats, you know, the massages, you know, the whole nine yards, and just having really good sister time, you know, movie night, pajama party, just having a great time and just really being there as a support. So with that program, you know, all expenses are paid for the survivor. And so we're really excited about that. And I'm really excited about that because, since I'm boss, I know that you're going to be a huge those retreats and really working with our beautiful sisters. And I like to call them the Pink Ladybug Angels. So we're really excited about that and worth. And we're going to be also beginning launching next year our Embracing Life Wellness Conferences. We have our first one scheduled for March 30th in Atlanta, Georgia. So we're working on that now. We'll be having panel discussions and information on, you know, better health care and also, you know, taking better care of ourselves and just having a frank conversation, because I really do believe we die in silence. Mm-hmm. So many of us die in silence. We're afraid to talk about it. So my thing, I really am a firm believer in provoking dialogue, no matter how difficult it may be, no matter what emotions may be behind it. Whatever it is, we need to embrace that. But we cannot be afraid to speak up and to speak out and to be able to share with one another and be a comfort and a listening ear. So the wellness seminars are going to be awesome. Yeah, we're excited about that as well. So, you know, people can reach out to us. You know, we're assisting in being a resource to once, you know, a lot of times once patients decide that they want to go holistic or they want to consider alternative measures, we're a resource for them, mainly a support for them in any way that we possibly can. And they can definitely reach out to us through our Pink Ladybug page on Facebook. We have pinkladybugfoundation.org, and all of our contact information and phone numbers and emails are all on that site as well.
Okay, yeah, we're going to get you to give those again. And I was going to ask you, yeah, you're so thorough. See, this is what I'm talking about, people. I'm telling you, she doesn't come with 500 questions. And I love you. You are just the bomb diggity, I'm telling you. It's like,
oh,
I love you. What would you say to someone who's ready to give up fear after hearing the their diagnosis? You know, you were like, bam, bam. And what's going to So, but it's all about the stories that we tell ourselves. You know, it's all about what we believe and what we held from whatever age, whether it was when we were in the womb, whatever the story is about. We're doing a retreat up in the mountains and on the, what is it, in Nashville on November 30th. Just that weekend is all about the stories that we tell and allowing those stories to become our medicine. So through that, we can go through that whole arts and, you know, that we love, that you and I love to do, putting forward that performance about it, you know, bringing it into light about it. And sometimes we tend to, like you said, people die in silence. They don't bring, you know, out for themselves what it is that they're really dealing with, you know.
Exactly.
We'll take a break in a minute, but if you have any questions for Dora Chambers, please call 347-426-3346 and press 1 on your keypad. Yes, it is. It is all about the stories. And I really appreciate all of the love that you pour, Dora. I mean, I'm going to say it many more times before this program is over because I really feel the passion of you. And I really feel that people, I wanted people to feel that passion come through the line, you know, and really, you know, connect with that energy, you know, even if they don't come and work with you at Pete's Ladybug or they don't work with the wellness retreat or whatever, just to say yes to the energy, when we agree, we all know that when we agree, all in the name of the Creator, everything serves to further. It is done. It is done. And so, so I'm going to step off my soapbox, as my mother would say right now. Bless her. You know I can get up there. So I'm going to step down for a moment just so we can take us a break, and we'll come back with Dora Chambers momentarily.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community. Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's A-H-I-M-K-I.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness. honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Hey, folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now, that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
We must commit to being honest about our true feelings. Though discretion may be necessary when sharing ourselves, there are really no rules for imparting the truth. Half-truths cannot ever bring us completion. It is time to release this burden of living whole lives. Where fear ends, love begins, commencing a brand new season of peace-filled experiences, finding new environments for growth and abundance of spirit.
Welcome back to the Play Experience. Yes, we have been dropping... little pocketbook. We've been dropping little pieces of little wisdom, little baby wisdoms from the Soul Journey to Truth book, little pocketbook. So we are welcoming back Dora Chambers. Dora, I have to say, I heard about we must be committed to, you know, the truth. I heard someone say that a moment ago. And mm-hmm. The truth is that every time I'm on line with you, it's something really big and relevant about my mom. The last time you asked me to do a call, it was on the day that she transitioned.
Yeah.
And today, I'm speaking with you again, and I'm really working on not getting choked up. So work with me, baby. I came down and to do a retreat in West Palm in Lake Worth, the land of my mother's, my grandmother, and my mom. And my grandmother passed with cancer. And I want to share a little bit about her, but first I want to say that today it took from the time that I've been working here in West Palm since the 22nd of October till now, for me to actually find where her gravesite was. And, you know, I didn't know that, you know, because spirit said, but back off, you know, when I got here. You know, I couldn't find it, and it was like, back off, you know, just back off for a moment. And today was the day. You know, I knew today was the day. And I went, and it was effortless, you know, in order to finding it, and it was like I got her assistance in that, because I saw her smile when the guy was leading us back, because the place is closed. I'm not going to tell the whole story, but it was really a powerful event, how the synchronicity worked. I mean, based on where we weren't supposed to go, where we did go, where we had to go around circle three times, you know, just different things that happened told me that God took me to the place for a purpose, you know. So, you know, it's really rich when you talk about the heart, when you talk about love, when you talk about, you know, the whole idea of purposely loving, appreciating you. And I know that, you know, as much as my mother loved God tremendously and loved people tremendously as I do, you know, she didn't purposely love and appreciate herself like she could have. And I know she's rooting for me. You know, I know she's rooting for me. And my grandma, you know, was one who she was very hardened. Her heart was very hardened. And, you know, I know that a lot of times we say, oh, she was a nice person. How did she get cancer? But a lot of times, you know, I know for a fact that the thoughts and emotions cause it.
And
they are the cause. They are the cause, and the cancer is the effect. And so it is about bringing that balance. It's about bringing our hearts. Our hearts to a still point and bringing it into balance, you know. And so I want to thank you for always being my playmate at the right time. And bringing in that nurturing mother energy. And I felt, and I spoke with your mom on that call, and I really felt the roots of where you've come from. So I do really appreciate you. So I just want to take the moment to honor that. Yes, give thanks.
We give thanks,
Yes, indeed. So I wanted to ask you also, I think we have, I don't know how many more minutes, probably about maybe 10 or 15. But I wanted to just speak a little bit about the wellness retreats, the wellness retreats that you'll be doing. You'll be opening up a center, is that right?
Well, that's the long-term goal. In the interim, what we're looking to do is we're going to be, you know, selecting different places, you know, somewhere high up in the mountain and doing the cabins and, you know, estate homes. We're also looking at here in Atlanta, you know, Stone Mountain has a beautiful facility, and that's probably where we're looking to launch our first one because it's still, you know, we can do the beautiful hiking and be with nature. It's a beautiful location there as well. So we're looking at different venues, but the long-term goal definitely is that. It has already been spoken and prophesied, if you will, that that's definitely what's going to become of our work, is that it's going to grow into, we will have our own Embrace and Life Wellness Center and Oasis, if you will. So I can see it, I feel it, I know it's coming, and so we're going to be working towards that. So as we launch every new season, we're delighted to be able to embrace, you know, the beautiful spirits that will come and be together. And, I mean, everything from just making sure that they're just treated as queens, the queens that they are, everything. You know, I'm a type of person, I believe in all the I's dotted, the T's crossed. And, you know, being able for them to come and just release and just to let go. And like you said, and have that moment to be centered. And, you know, we just have some wonderful reasons heard from, you know, the healing circles to, you know, release and exercises and, you know, and just really being able to share with one another and play, you know, which is always a big part as well. Play and, you know, have a pajama party and a summer party and watch movies and laugh and, you know, cry together and, you know, and just all of it that comes with the balance, because I am firm, as you just said, you know, so much of the disease, no doubt about it, it started from our emotional disease and sickness and, you know, and spiritual state, and because we failed to nurture self. And it's definitely going to be a season for the women. They can be selfish. They can take care of themselves, nurture themselves without feeling guilty and without apology. Yeah, so we want to create that environment. We want to create that just that whole experience. Just that whole experience. And first of all, I think it's important to tell our, you know, to tell our angels that it's okay. It really is okay. And we need to celebrate them. And we're going to celebrate and embrace one another at our wellness retreat. So we're really excited. I mean, we have big plans, big things in store. And I'm so excited to get our first one launched off. I can't wait. And, you know, for it to be an ongoing program is just going to be something lovely. And I know it's going to be a place and an experience of healing.
Yes, indeed, it will.
For so many, yes.
Yes, indeed. And so now, let's clear it up, make sure we're clear. It's for males and females.
It will be for males and females, absolutely.
Okay.
So, you know, survivors can bring their, you know, their mates, men can come. And again, for those that are survivors, all their expenses will be covered, and then they can bring a guest. So, yeah, so it's going to be, you know, for men and women. And as you and I agree on this, you know, I think that's very important to have that male-female healing energy as well together.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of separation over the years, you know.
Exactly.
And it's not that I don't understand, you know, some of it, you know, where, you know, oh, yeah, you know, this whole thing, okay, the sisters, the goddesses, you know, it's the time of the female. And, I mean, it's the time of the what do you call it, the feminine energy, the energy is what you're talking about. It's the energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that energy is the nurturing. That energy is the nourishment, which is really why it's so powerful what you're working with, you know, because that whole nourishing, motherly, you know, that energy is what we're working with. People, males
mm-hmm.
being in contact with that energy, purposely
mm-hmm.
loving and appreciating yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and knowing how to, because when we do that, when we can appreciate ourselves, that's when we do the right thing by our other selves in truth. We're not
mm-hmm.
being a doormat and getting pissed off later. We're not over-cooperating, uncooperating. We are right there appreciating ourselves to say, no, that doesn't work for me, or yes, thank you so very much.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, yummy.
Mm-hmm.
Mwah. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, really indeed not tripping and just giving it all up. That's what it means to be in the feminine age and really focus on that energy. And so there's been a lot of separation in terms of things being and it's not to say it wasn't in its place again. Again, everything serves to further. So whatever happens is good. Okay?
Yeah.
So now we're moving forward, you know,
mm-hmm.
with the combination package. Let's bring it all together, you know.
Bring
the yin and the yang, the male and the female.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's do the darn thing.
Yes, do it.
You know, let's
yes,
compilate
it.
Into
let's
some
it.
Real
yeah.
love. Let's
mm-hmm.
really make some real babies of some real good, yummy stuff. You know,
yeah.
some real good substance that comes out of it,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's a powerful moment in time, and I am so, so enamored to be here. And when they say life is good, it's getting better, that is a true understatement in
it
this
is,
moment in
a,
time for me. I
yes,
am
it
so
is.
Soaring. This is it's
sweeter.
So beautiful. Yes, indeed.
It is.
I'm telling you, it is really grand. So then the event, did you say it was March 30th?
Yes, we're going to be launching our very first Embracing Life Wellness Conference. It's already been set. The date is set for March 30th. It's going to be here in Atlanta, Georgia at the Marriott Century Center. And it's going to be a full day of, you know, information and empowering information and health and wellness information. Yes, so yeah, here in Atlanta, March 30th.
Okay, one-day event, March 30th.
Yeah.
Now, where can they get information about all of this?
Again, they can visit us on our Pink Ladybug Foundation Facebook page, and or they can visit us on our website. And I just want to inform everyone, we are in the process of redoing our website. So some of the information is outdated, but we're looking to have that all current and up to date just within a matter of a few weeks. So we are currently still under construction, but mostly you can definitely keep in touch with us through our Facebook page. We keep everything on the Facebook page current. So it's the Pink Ladybug Foundation.
Right. Y'all have been forewarned. If you want to see pretty, go to Facebook. Okay, well, that's what's up.
That's right.
Hey, don't be coming and talking no yang stuff later. You know, we told you, if you want to see pretty, come to Facebook. That's the feminine page, okay?
That's right.
I'm not going to go there because I was going to say something else, but I do not want to hear it. Okay, so...
Yeah.
Whatever. So that was just saying the stuff that was I was talking to the voices in my head. Crazy, that's crazy on Boston talking. But anyway, so back to you, Dora. So what is actually going to be coming up next for Pink Ladybug? You're not doing any other events. I know you're doing the wellness treats. That's separate from everything. But is Pink Ladybug actually doing any events like you were doing at the the theater, the Embracing Life.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I need everybody to mark their calendar. Oh, yes. We were really blessed in launching a new movement. Really, it was supposed to be just a one-time event. It's a fundraiser event, Speak Life, Power of Spoken Word. It was a spoken word concert. We were blessed to bring the legendary Muta Baruka here, and it was going to be a one-time event, but the energy and the spirit was just so high that we knew that this was something that needed to continue. So we really, the spirit just really launched a movement of Speak Life, and we've been doing it on a monthly basis here in Atlanta at 14th Street Playhouse. So we're excited because we're going to continue with our Speak Life, and this is all a great way, and it gives Pink Ladybug a creative platform to share our mission and our vision with individuals here in Atlanta to know more about who we are and what we do. But also it gives a chance for some extraordinary gifted, you know, talented poets and spoken word artists to really speak a life. And I'm telling you, they have really embraced the mission of Pink Ladybug and speaking life, embracing life, and celebrating life, and it's just been extraordinary. So January 19th, which happens to be Martin Luther King holiday weekend, so in honor of Martin Luther King, our theme is We Speak Life for the Dream, and we're going to be introducing Tavares Stevens, the Ascension Project. He was actually one of our artists that opened up for Muta Baruka June 3rd. Has his own project out, his first album, CD, if you will, that's out. And so he's asked that if it was, you know, if we would partner up together to do his release, if you will, and he wanted to only do it on the Speak Life stage. So that spoke volumes to me as to the movement that was created and how so many artists have really embraced what we're doing. So we're truly just, I mean, and we met, matter of fact, just yesterday, and the lineup and the show that we have in store for individuals. And again, just a great way and a creative way for us to get the message out about the work we're doing, Pink Ladybug. So January 19th, Saturday, here in Atlanta, Georgia, at the 14th Street Playhouse, we are going to be speaking life for the dream, and we're going to be introducing the world to Tavares Stevens, the Ascension Project. We also have an amazing guest musician. We call him the Kalimba Man, Mr. Kevin Spears, who is world-renowned, that's going to be blessing the stage as well. And, I mean, just the lineup is just absolutely extraordinary. So that's all in conjunction with Pink Life. And please understand, these are fundraising events for Pink Ladybug, so a portion of the proceeds will go to us, which helps us pay for the mammograms and for the retreats for our survivors as well.
Well, I'm sure glad we didn't forget Billy that out, okay?
No, that was huge. That was big.
Hallelujah for that one, huh? So anyway,
yeah, we're speaking life.
So give thanks. I am so enamored. I've got to say, okay, is there anything else that you want to say in the last moments here?
I want to first and foremost say I give thanks for you, sister. You know, you have absolutely been a light and a true blessing in my life. Every time we get a chance to speak and commune, it's just, you just lift my spirit and just encourage me and speak life. You truly do speak life to me every time we speak, and even when we don't speak. I feel your prayers. I feel your spirit. I feel your energy, and I just can't thank you enough. Thank you for allowing us to play. You know, I love the play dates, and it's just such a great movement and a great energy, and I'm just so grateful, and, you know, for us to play and just tap into our inner child, but purposely loving, you know, that is just amazing. Just that alone, purposely loving, and for you to embrace that and be a voice for that and be a vessel for that is just absolutely extraordinary. So I'm just honored. I'm truly looking forward to what is in store, because the universe is definitely just opening up so many avenues for us to be a blessing to one another and to continue to speak life and to play and to love one another and to really just activate the true energy and spirit of life. And I'm just honored to be a part of it and honored that, you know, I was blessed to have you in my life and introduced in my life at the time in which you did, because I truly do believe that we are preparing for such a season as this, and the work will be great.
Well, melt me like butter, why don't you? That's why I wasn't expecting that. And now I forgot what I was going to say. Melt me like butter. Well, thank you. I humbly received that, and I really, the boomerang, diddle, diddle, boomerang. And I am so thankful for you being here today. And we're going to, for sure, speak life and embrace love all the way through this. So everyone, yes, just stay tuned for all the things that are coming forward. And I hope that you got those dates. If not, Dora, one more quick time, tell them where to go. Facebook, the Pink Ladybug Foundation.
Pink Ladybug Foundation, or they can find me, Dora Chambers, Atlanta, Georgia, on Facebook, or they can go to pinkladybugfoundation.org.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, we're about to get out of here. Love you, my sister. We'll be ready to play.
Love you more.
Much love. Take special care.
Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. All right. You heard it first. And this is Ombasa Sofira. And I'm about to check out here. And I'm going to trust love. You're listening to Ricky Byers in the background. And I'm going to see you next week. Same time, same place on the playground of life. Ombasa out.
Trust God. That love is everywhere that we are to be. The perfect givers of love and receivers of love. And love will have the final word. No one ever loses when one trusts love. For love is something that will not ever fail. Love is the essence of the spirit that is known by all. Love renews, love is a healer.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.